St. Paul and the Broken Bones new album is all about blood. Familial blood. The eight-man rock and soul band from Birmingham, Alabama, is fronted by Paul Janeway, whose vocal gymnastics have helped earn the band an opening spot with the Rolling Stones and a fan base that extends beyond the Deep South. On this new album, Paul Janeway sings about three generations of Alabama men, his grandfather, his father, and himself.
Blood is what I can't escape, harbored in my DNA. Finger on the trigger now, figuring out just how did we get this far? How did it get so hard?
Their album is called Young Sick Camellia. Paul Janeway joins us now from member station WBHM in Birmingham. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us about your father and grandfather. What made you want to devote so much artistic talent to trying to tell that three-generation story?
Well, I think for me, it's just one of those things growing up in the South, and I'm born and raised in Alabama, and my papaw and my dad are both from the South. For me, you know, I think in these kind of times that we're in, instead of trying to figure out how you can fix the world's problems and everything, I think you look inward. And for me, it's just kind of that generational, you know, the differences between my dad and the differences between him and his father, and kind of exploring that idea. Me and my father, you know, had a complicated relationship up until, you know, I got in my 20s, and him and his father, you know, always had a complicated relationship. And I just, to me, that's a theme that I think a lot of people can relate to, but it was something that was hitting me, you know, in the right spots and has been kind of been a well of creativity. It's almost therapeutic in a way.
Yeah. Your grandfather's voice is even here on the album.
I'm turning 83 here next month. My health is going bad, so thinking about who am I going to give what?
What's crazy about that, and it's even hard for me listening to it, because about 2 months later after I recorded that, he got lung cancer and passed away. And that the album took a different tone with me than what I initially wanted it to do.
Yeah.
And I think it's almost haunting in a way now.
Well, it sounds like his life and his passing were part of the creative process for you.
I think it turned that way. You know, I think you feel like there was something the universe was telling you.
Camellia is the Alabama state flower, I understand.
Yes, it is.
Why young, sick camellia?
Well, I know this is crazy to hear from a boy from Alabama, but I love art. I love Caravaggio. And
that's not now. Why do you say it's crazy to hear? Of course, it's not. People in Alabama like art.
That's true. However, where I grew up, it was not the case. But I was obsessed. I got obsessed with Caravaggio, and one of his paintings is Young Sick Bacchus. And, you know, the whole idea behind that is that, you know, it really was a self-portrait of Caravaggio when he was sick. And, yeah. You know, he would look in the mirror. So with this record being kind of a self-reflective record, focusing on kind of through my lens and exploring those relationships, it was the idea of Young Sick Camellia, which, you know, I'm born and raised in the state of Alabama. That was the intention behind it.
You seem to have complicated thoughts about being a proud Alabama.
I do. I mean, it's one of those things where you're born and raised here. But, I've said this before, I feel like kind of a broken Southerner, because while there are things that I love about being from here, I love Alabama football, and there's some cultural things, I love the food. But at the same time, you know, on the typical politics or train of thought is, I disagree with, you know, with a lot of the majority of those things as being someone who probably tends to, as some would categorize it, a little bit more liberal. And it's a struggle, because it's hard to find yourself and be comfortable in your own skin. Because while there's things you love about the South, there's also certain tenets about the South that you don't love. But I still live here. And so I think what happens is a lot of people move away and get away from it, but I'm here.
Let me ask you about a pretty straightforward and lovely love song. Let's listen to Apollo.
Baby, running all through my brain, wishing that I could stay, yeah, just to hold you, baby, just to hold you, baby.
As I told my wife, this is the closest thing I'm ever going to get to writing a love song for her. It's basically kind of this story of this astronaut who is being cut off in space, and the last thing that he wants the world to know and mentally is that, you know, the one that he loves, to make sure that she knows that she's loved or he's loved. You know, those are the kind of people that you hold on to, and that's, so I told her, I was like, that's the closest thing I'm gonna get to a love song, so just enjoy it.
So how do you feel now that the album is out? Is it helping you work things out?
It feels unfinished at this point, because the initial idea was to do three EPs and it be from my perspective, my father's perspective, and my grandfather's perspective. And it grew into this thing where it became an album. So this right now feels like part one. This is my perspective. I feel like I almost want to go back to the studio immediately and try to finish part two, because there's still a lot of creativity there.
Paul Janeway of St. Paul and the Broken Bones, the new album, Young Sick Chameleon. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.